You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show as usual with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been an interesting day for South African markets, not such a good day for US markets, but it seems they might be doing a little better as they are still trading. I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, Skulk Lowe, to take a look at these market movements, try and make sense of them. Good evening, Skulk. Lovely to speak to you as always. Rand's at 17 Rand 53. The oil price is almost at $80. What have you been up to?
Wow, man, what have I been up to? Look at this market. Look at this. Well, we managed to at least stay in the green. So I sort of jumped the gun on that. But you start off this show stating that the U.S. is, you know, they're struggling. And it's just one of those days. You know, for the past few weeks, I've just been getting this stagflation shivers. And people say, you know, you should be fear-mongering. But, you know, when you see the movement that we've seen lately, and I know we are having, because as a commodity producing country, we love the fact that some of these commodities kicked up. But we know that most of the central banks out there, they're watching inflation with a very, you know, they're monitoring that pretty much 25 hours of the day. And, you know, when you get a day like today where the US actually came out, and, you know, first they came out inflation missed. I mean, they were looking at getting a year-on-year inflation of 2.3%, came out 2.4%, still below that 2.5%, you know, which Powell is actually eyeing, but still a miss is a miss. And then also we had the initial jobless claims also coming in, you know, quite a bit hotter than expected. They expected quite a few, you know, less, you know, initial jobless claims, and that to me is a sort of a fuel to the stagflation fire. Let's call it this fear of stagflation. Now, for the listeners out there, no, stagflation was something that the last time we really had stagflation was in the late 70s, you know, early 80s. That's where you pretty much get very high inflation, get high unemployment rate and low economic growth. Now, today, like I said, this is just maybe one swallow, not really making this summer. But as we mentioned, I mean, you mentioned the Brent price. I mean, Brent price, again, quite a bit hotter today. When you look at over the past month, the Brent oil price, 11% up over the past month. West Texas Intermediary also 11% up. And look at hard commodities, steel up 12%, iron ore up 17%. You catch where I'm going with this, Jimmy?
Skulk, I'm going to ask you to do two things for me. I'm going to ask you to move around a little because we seem to be having a bit of a patchy line through to you. But I'm also going to ask you to stick on that inflation conversation. From a central bank perspective and from a US perspective in particular, can we say that the United States has won the inflation battle? Because their target was always going to be coming back to 2%. Inflation ran quite hot in the US. They've managed to taper down expectations to below 3%. Can we safely say that this battle is behind us, or is there still a bit more that could play itself out?
No, I definitely don't feel that inflation has been beaten. I mean, I know we were expecting interest rates to be moving downward in a straight line. Every 2 months, we're now expecting interest rate to be moving downward. But I think most of the central banks have learned, you know, of, you know, that school of that late 70s. And for what happened in the late 70s, we had that initial inflation spike, pretty much what we had now. They maybe were too aggressive by decreasing rates back then. And then when the second tranche inflation hit, it was a very, very difficult period. And so difficult to the extent that the Fed rate initially, before the first spot, was trading around about the 2% level. They had to increase it quite aggressive with the first hike. And then when the second tranche, you know, came around, I think it was something like 15 or 16%, you know, the Fed rate that they had to kick up. That was really, really difficult for the US. Naturally, that will be difficult for the world. But do I think it's been beaten? No, I don't think so, because we are currently sitting in a very difficult geopolitical environment. You know, we've got a war in the Middle East with Israel. We've got Russia, Ukraine, still very much going along. And now we've got stimulus. When the stimulus in China came through a week or so ago, we immediately saw most of these commodities kick up quite aggressively. Naturally, that will be inflationary. Naturally, that will put most of the central banks in the position to say, let's just ease into this lower interest rate environment.
Skulk, you mentioned that we are, of course, very happy with stronger commodities prices, given that we're such a big commodities producer as a country. I want to look at the prospects now going into sort of the tail end of 2024 and into 2025. You mentioned that Chinese stimulus. That stimulus is obviously what we thought would come in to save markets, seemingly not landing as positively as we thought it might. What does this all mean for 2025? Are we going to have the good year that we've been waiting for 5 years?
Yeah, I still believe that South Africa is still undervalued, even with the, you know, I mentioned it a week or so ago. You know, South Africa in February was, I think, the third worst performing country market-wise in the world in February. And, you know, here we're sitting in October, and we now find ourselves in the top five. So it's really, really good. But despite the fact that South African market has been doing very, very well lately, we still see that as being undervalued. So going into 2025 and even later, I do think if we do the little things right, you know, GNU work, you know, we get the economic targets of 2% per annum for the next 2 years in order, and we just do these little things, the little basics correct, I still think we're in for a very, very good time. But naturally, we are small fish in a very, very big pond, and if the pond is in a dire situation, I'm calling wars and I'm calling stagflation, those type of things, then South Africa will naturally also, you know, struggle. Maybe not to the extent like some of these other countries, but hey, my crystal ball is the murkiest of murky most days.
Skulk, how do we insulate ourselves from that? Can we even insulate or protect ourselves as an economy from the global effects or the global geopolitical things that are happening? I mean, you mentioned, of course, things like the wars, and those don't seem to be de-escalating anytime soon. And we kind of have to keep our heads down, keep moving forward. How do we do that effectively?
Well, by keeping our heads down and moving forward, I think that's the most important one. I think this is not an environment that we haven't seen before. I mean, I love, you know, taking us back to 2003, 2004, where we also came up this very difficult period. We've had very, very high interest rate in 1999. We had the dot-bomb implosion, recessions. We had wars. We had 9/11, I mean, two wars, Iraq and also Afghanistan. And by just doing these basics, you know, right, South Africa was in a very, very positive environment for that period. Let's go 2003 to 2008. If we do that again, hey, I do see history repeating itself on the positive side again.
If we're going to stay with that positive light, what's your call on the Rand? It's at 17.53 at the moment. I've got analyst calls anywhere between 16.80 and some even saying 16.20. Is that a realistic number?
Yeah, I just look at the PPP, the purchasing power parity, and I put the Rand relative against the purchasing power parity, and we're still way off. You know, when you look at environments, you know, are we, you know, trading very far off the purchasing power, closer to it? Now, currently, we're still very, very far off, even at 1750 levels. So, and I know a lot of people will say, well, we will never, ever go back, you know, to purchasing power parity again. Well, you know what? Never is a very, very long time. And over the past, let's call it 15 years, we've done it quite a few times. So I'm not gonna be a caller. I think somebody said, you know, trying to call the Rand is just a fool's game. But I do still see the Rand at 1750 as being undervalued. And we do still expect the Rand to be strengthened at current levels.
What's the fair value?
Ah, fair value. You would be actually quite surprised, Jimmy. I mean, when you take the rand since 1994, and you take pitching power parity, and you take just take the deficits it's been trading, the average deficit over this, let's call it 30 years, you add that deficit to the pitching power parity, you currently get 14.50 to the dollar. So, will we go back to those levels? I think a lot of listeners out there will argue never ever. I just say never. Ever say never.
Never say never. We could be at 14.50. When that happens, we'll definitely have a conversation with Skulk around how we got there. Thank you so much, Skulk, for the time and for the insights as always. Skulk Lowe, wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, on the market movements, some of the sentiment that is out there at the moment, and the fact that we could have a really good year next year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.